Hello, my name is Barbara Lasic. I'm assistant curator on the Europe Galleries. And here we are looking at the portrait of Madame de Pompadour, probably the most powerful woman in France during the age of Louis XV. She was also considered widely as the most charming woman. She married extremely well, and that very much cemented her position in French society. She famously became the king's mistress in 1745 and remained so for 5 years, after which her relationship with the king became a platonic one, but she nevertheless remained the confidante of the king until her death in 1764. So Madame de Pompadour was very clever and very shrewd at using art in order to fashion a self-identity. And the artist François Boucher was fundamental in that exercise. So here we see Madame de Pompadour depicted in a sort of tamed wilderness. The setting is both naturalistic and highly artificial, a sort of wood, but she's also surrounded by many roses, which was a feature that was constantly found in her portraits. But perhaps also the reason why this painting is so simple and so chaste is also because it is meant to emphasize the non-sexual relationship that Madame de Pompadour was having with the king at that period of time. So there's a virginal quality to this piece. There are also lovely little birds singing around and flying around. And these elements are very typical of Rococo aesthetics. Madame de Pompadour is the presiding queen of the Rococo. And this painting highlights not just the permanence of her beauty, but also the importance of her intellectual pursuits and intellectual skills in making her a foremost patron of the arts.